Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are holding up the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ad Shelo Nimchak HaMegillah Amra Eini Shosa. If before the Megillah Sota was ever erased in the water, the woman is allowed to say, Eini Shosa, she's allowed to say, I'm not interested in drinking, and then Megillah Sin Genezes. And then we'll be able to put the Megillah in Geniza, we'll be able to put it in Shemus properly, like all the other Kisvei HaKodesh that you can no longer use, you put it in Geniza. Umenchasa Mispaz and Al Hadeshen, and then we burn her mincha, we spread it out and burn it on the Beis Hadeshen, which was in the Azara, where they would burn all kachim, kachay kachim that became pasul. So this mincha also was already niskadish in the klishare, so it's kachay kachim, but now it's pasul because it has no use. Ve'ein megillah sekshir lahashkos basota acheres. We cannot save her megillah sota and use it for another sota, because the megillah has to be written l'shma for that isha, for that particular woman, and this Megillah was written for this woman who has now said, Eini Shosa. Nimcha kaha Megillah v'yamra temeya ani, if after the Megillah was already erased, she then says, I'm guilty, hamayim nishpachin, we pour out the water, because the water is only there to be mevara the safek, and to determine whether or not she's guilty. Well, once she admits, we already know she's guilty, so there's no need to kill her, there's no need to kill her by the mesota, to give her the mesota. Umenchasim ispazer esal Beis Hadeshen, and again we take her korban mincha and we spread it over the Beis Hadeshen where it gets burnt. Nimcha ka megillah va'amra eini shosa. But if after the megillah is erased, she doesn't say I'm tameh. She says eini shosa, I will not drink, without ever admitting that she's actually guilty. Ma'aronoso mashkenoso balkarcha. Then we forcefully open up her mouth and force the mesota down her throat, because it could be that she actually is Tahura, she's just not interested in drinking the mesota. So ena maspekas lishtos, if adshe paneha morikos, she doesn't finish drinking and her face already starts to turn a greenish complexion. The eneha boltos, her eyes start to bulge. The himis malis gidin, the heim omrim hotzio shalot tame azara, and all of a sudden her veins start to pop, and the kohanim say, get her out of here quickly, because they see where this is heading. She's going to die, and we don't want to be metame the Azara. We'd rather not have a dead body in the Azara. Im yesh la zechus, if she had some sort of zechus, she had done some sort of great mitzvah or something, that zechus would make it that she doesn't die right away, but rather there's some sort of delay on the punishment. Yesh zechus tol shana achas, v'yesh zechus tol shtei shanim, and yesh zechus tol shalosh shanim. Depending on how great her zechus, it may delay the punishment for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years. Mikan Omer Ben Azai, Chayev Adam Lamed Esbito Torah, She'im Tishte Teida Shazchus Tolala. And that's why Ben Azai would say that a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah, because just in case she's ever in this terrible predicament where she has to drink the mesota, she'll be able to know that she'll have this zuchus that will protect her. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kam Lamed Esbito Torah, Lomda Tiflus. He says, no, anyone who teaches the daughter Torah, a much celebrated comment of Rabbi Eliezer, it's as if he's taught her Tiflus, which is to violate Averos, because through the Torah, that knowledge that she gains, she'll be able to figure out clever ways to sneak around and do various Averos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rotzi Isha Kav Tiflus, Mitisha Kavin Uprishus, that a woman would rather be supported with one Kav of food, meaning a smaller amount, Vitiflus, and at least have her husband available to her, rather than have lots and lots of money, but never have her husband around, because he's always traveling, he's always busy with work. Meaning a woman would certainly much prefer her husband's company. Hu haya omer, chassid shota, v'rasha arum, v'isha prusha, umakos prushin, harei elu mevale olam. So he used to say that someone who is a chassid shota, who acts like more of a chassid, you know, what they call firmer than God, that by acting with such type of chassidus, he's causing damage to himself or to other people. You know, the classic example the Gemara is going to give is if he sees a woman drowning and he says, it's not their cheretz to look at a woman, so he doesn't do anything to save her. And a Rasha Arum. A Rasha Arum is someone also who damages other people with some sort of deception in order to benefit himself or to benefit someone else. Like he quickly informs the Dayan of his side of the story before the other guy comes. That's not appropriate. The isha prusha, a woman who makes herself like this big rebbetzin in order to trick everyone into her kishuf and her nonsense, and you know, and as if her righteousness is going to help them. So umakus prushin means those who cause themselves a lot of physical suffering. You know, they fast a lot, they strike themselves a lot in order to show this false sense of chassidus. So all their precious is not for a good purpose. And in such cases, they're mevali olam. These are people that are destroying the world. They want people to think that they're chassidim, but they're not what we would call tocho kibaro. They're not people whose inside is like their outside. They lack a certain basic sense of sincerity. So it says in Gemara, Amar Vidom Shmuel Mishum Rameir, Kishe Yisi Lama Torah Eitzel Rabbi Akiva, when I would learn Torah by Rabbi Akiva, Hayisi Matil Kankantum L'Toch Adio, V'lo Amar Li Davar, I would stick Kankantum into the ink, and Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything. Sounds like he holds that such ink is kosher. Kishe Basi Eitzel Rabbi Shmuel, when I came to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Li B'ni, Mamalachtecha, Rabbi Shmuel asked me, what do you do for a living? It was understood apparently that Tanaim had jobs, that they did something for a living. Amartilo Lavlarani. He said, well, I'm a sofer, I'm a scribe. I write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. Amali B'ni, Havi Zohir Shemalachtecha Melecha Shemayimi. You have to be very careful. You have a very important job. The Melecha you do is Melecha Shemayim. Shematachsir Osachas. Otatir Osachas. You might have one letter missing or one extra letter. And Nimtzei Sata Machrivis Kalolam Kulo. And it's going to destroy the entire world, you know, Hashem Elokim Emes. You leave out the word Aleph from the word Emes, and it says it's Mechari from Megandev, right? So it could turn out that you'll say something absolutely terrible. So you have to be so careful in your work. Amarti lo, Dover Echad Yeshli Shani Matil Tochadio VeKankantum Shmo. I said, you know, I should tell you one of the tricks of my trade is that I put something called Kankantum into the ink. Amarli V'Chimatil Kankantum Tochadio HaTorah Amra U'Mecha Kas Ksav Shiuchalimchos. You're not allowed to put concantum into the ink. The ink has to be made something that you're able to erase. So, Maika Amarle and Maika Mahadile. What was Rabbi Shmuel telling Rabbi Meir that he responded to him? And what, if after all, Rabbi Shmuel told him to be careful with the ksiva, not to have one too few or one too many letters. What does that have to do with the concantum we put into the ink? Meaning, how do we follow the flow of this conversation? Be careful, don't write too many, an extra letter or a missing letter. Oh, I have fancy ink. What does fancy ink have to do with it? So, Achi Kamerle, this is what Rameir was telling Rabbi Shmuel. Lomi bayi b'chaseros v'yaseros de bakiyana. Not only am I a great expert in chaseros v'yaseros, that I'm not going to have any extra letters or any missing letters. Ela afilu lemeichash lezvuv de dilma asiv yasav atarge de dalis umachik le'mashvi le'reish, that even if the chashash is that maybe a fly is going to come and land himself on the edge of the letter dalid and is going to slightly rub out to the top right corner of it, and it's going to look like a resh, and it's going to turn into acher. So, like, instead of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it will say Chas V'Shalom Hashem Acher. Davar Echad Yesh Yishan Yimatil Tochad Yavah Kankantim Shmo. You have nothing to worry about. That would never happen to me because I use a specialized ink that it would never become erased. So says Gemara Eini, is our Amir says Vatanya, but we went in Raisa Amar Amir Kshisi Lamatari Tzad Rabbi Shmo Hisi Matil Kankantim Tochad Yavah. That when I learned by Rabbi Ishmael, I used to put the concantum in the ink and he didn't say anything to me. And it was the opposite. Shabbos Yitzhar Rabbi Akiva asara alai. It was Rabbi Akiva who asked me to do such a thing. So kasha shimush hashimush. So it's a kasha who he learned by first. Did he learn by Rabbi Akiva first? Or did he learn by Rabbi Ishmael first? And kasha asara asara. And it's also a kasha who's the one that answered putting the concantum into the ink. Says Rabbi Bishlam shimush hashimush lo kasha. As far as the order of who he learned by, that would not be such a kasha. May kara asel kamed Rabbi Akiva, kivin de la matzi kam alibe. He must have gone first to learn by Rabbi Akiva, but since he saw that he wasn't able to understand Rabbi Akiva's shir, because Rabbi Akiva had such charifus, and he would say, he could tell tell you something that's tameh is tar, something that's tar is tameh, and he'll be able to explain it to you. He'll razzle dazzle you with svaras from here till tomorrow, and you'll come out with the wrong halacha because he can convince you of anything. So va'asal kamid Rabbi Shmuel, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, who'll give a more straightforward shir, v'gamar gemara, and he went to learn all the facts by Rabbi Shmuel, all the mishnayis and everything, just the knowledge you're supposed to have. Hadar asal kamid Rabbi Kiva, then he went back to Rabbi Kiva, savar svara, and he learned from Rabbi Akiva the different svaros, how to explain the mishnayis, why is this thing tame, that thing tar, this thing asr, that thing mutter, and ella asara asara kasha. But the other problem is we don't resolve in the Gemara says kasha. It's taka difficulty that it's we don't know why it is that in one account of what happened it was Rabbi Yishmael who had a problem with the kankantum, and in the other account it was Rabbi Akiva who had a problem with the kankantum. Importantly, it doesn't say tiyufta; it just says kasha because. It could be that it's two different people reporting what Rabbi Meir had said. So that's that would be the simple, you know, the simple approach. So let's do main points over here. So main point number one on the Mishnah was she can say that she refuses to drink up until the Mechikas HaMegillah, and even after the Mechikas HaMegillah, she could admit Tameya, but she cannot refuse to drink. Main point number two, machlokes, whether it's better to teach your daughter Torah so that she'll have a zuchus that will prolong her life if she ever is put in that situation, or that you don't teach your daughter Torah because it's like teaching her tiflus. And then we had a stira. Rabbi Meir used to use kankantum in his ink when he was a scribe, when he would write Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. But it was a stira, which of his two great Rebbeim had a problem with it? Was it Rabbi Akiva, or was it Rabbi Yishmael who had a problem with it? So we're going to stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll learn Daf Chaf and Beis, beginning on the bottom of Chaf and Aleph.